Jonathan Crowe, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Very well. And how are you? Is this you're nearing the end of 2022, the first proper fall season that the TSO has had in 3 years. How's it been going?
It's been great. And it's been very, very nice to be back. It's been a long couple of years of trying to make sure that we are reaching people and seeing 50 people in the hall and then 0 people in the hall. And then on the good days, 500 people in the hall. So it's been really nice just to go to Roy Thomson Hall and play a concert and have people there and be able to interact with them and just have that be kind of returning to normal.
Absolutely. Any particular highlights so far this season?
The season opener, Scheherazade with Gustavo, was amazing. Bruckner 4 was something that I thought transformed the orchestra. I'd never heard it make such sounds before, and the kind of refinement that our new music director is finding with us has just been incredible. We just did an incredible Tchaikovsky program, including the Pathetique Symphony, with Dalia Stastevska, this unbelievably high-energy Ukrainian-Finnish composer. And that was really fun, different than I'd ever played it before, which is kind of nice when you're doing something like Tchaik 6.
Well, there's a lot of repertoire that comes and goes and comes back again with the TSO, but a true constant in the season is that time of year in December when the TSO teams up with the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir for their annual performances of Handel's Messiah, and it's back and in person this month. Jonathan, what does Messiah signal to you when you see it approaching on the concert calendar?
You know, in a strange way, Messiah means to me that it's kind of time to relax a little bit. And this has been since I was the age of 19, I've been playing Messiah, if not every year, kind of every few years. And I think from the age of 19 till 30, I probably did every single year at least 3 different kind of performances in different places. And then I had a little bit of a break. But in an interesting way, Messiah, I love it so much. It's not as difficult for the violins as some of the really hard Strauss, you know, Tchaikovsky rep that we're playing. And it's such great music. So by the time I get to Messiah, I'm really in the holiday spirit. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, it's almost Christmas. It's almost time to have a bit of a vacation. And it's just kind of like a little bit of a start of the relaxation.
Interesting take. I like that. Now, the TSO usually has a guest director leading Messiah, and there have been some many great ones, of course, Sir Andrew Davis and also Nicholas McKeegan, Jane Glover, Matthew Halls. That must keep it interesting every year. What is it like to have all these different approaches to the same work?
It is very interesting, and I've gone through many different interpretations in my time in Montreal and then in here. This is actually my first time doing Messiah with a music director of the orchestra that I play in, so that's actually kind of exciting. It's new, but it's good. It keeps the orchestra on its toes. I will say that I'm very happy that the trend seems to be going a little bit more in the direction that even large symphony orchestras like the TSO are doing it in a slightly more Baroque style. Because for me, that's the best of both worlds, to have a beautiful instrument, which is set up in a modern way with strings that project in Roy Thomson Hall, but also to be attentive to the style that it's just not getting kind of old school, slow and heavy. There was a 30-year period of Messiahs being very slow and very ponderous, and I'm glad that we don't really do that anymore.
Here, here. Speaking of the music director himself leading Messiah, I understand this is Gustavo Gimeno's very first Messiah, which I imagine will be a very bonding experience with the orchestra. Having spent now a couple of years working with him, what do you anticipate he will bring?
With Gustavo, he's very attentive to the repertoire and the time in which it was composed and making sure that we pay attention to the details of how we should have played it back in that time. So it's not going to be a slow, heavy Messiah that's very, very thick. It's going to be quick. It's going to be bright. It's going to be very, very exciting. And there's going to be a lot of detail in it. He's already gone through the parts, and we've gone through bowings and articulations to make sure that we're all on the same page. And I'm pretty excited that it's going to be one of the really fun ones.
And it must be really fun every year to get together with that amazing and huge Toronto Mendelssohn Choir.
Yeah, they're incredible. And they always come in, and it's one of those pieces that we know them so well. They know us so well. It's fun to come back together for this kind of like festival of music in a way. And it's very, you know, it's Christmassy, it's holiday spirit. Everybody's in a great mood when we get there. And so it's just a really nice thing to do to close off not the season, but to close off this part of the season.
And it is a huge work. I'm wondering if there are particular highlights for you, movements or arias or choruses that you look forward to.
Trumpet Shall Sound is always one of my favorites. Toronto Symphony has amazing trumpet players, and I don't actually know who's playing it this year, but it doesn't even matter. It's just such a kind of highlight comes almost towards the end. And when you get there, you're just on such a high because there's been so much great music before. And then this amazing piece comes out. Any of the arias are incredible, right? And the singers that we get are always amazing. But, you know, every year there's a new highlight, because the nice thing about doing it with different singers every year is that they all bring a different interpretation. They all bring different styles. So the idea of having somebody make an aria and transform it in a way that I've never heard it before always makes it exciting.
Well, we look forward to hearing this next iteration after a couple of years away from Messiah. Jonathan Crowe, thanks so much for joining me, and happy holidays.
Thanks, you too.